Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
I'm Erica Wides, host of Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer, and today I'm talking with Julia Szabo again. Last week was cruelty-free fashion. Today we're going to talk all about veganism. I've got Julia in the studio with me, which is always awesome. I love having company here at Roberta's. Julia, hey, how are you?
Celia, thank you for having me back.
So good to see you again. It's been so long.
I know. I'm just suffering. Separation anxiety.
It's been so long. So sad. So last week we talked all about vegan fashion and things that you can do in terms of looking great. And so today we're going to talk about veganism, actually, which is a topic that I've been wanting to discuss for quite a while on the show. But considering, you know, I've got an animal show, it's a little controversial. However, I'm really excited to do this with you because you've been doing this and your story is really cool. So
thank you.
Let's get started with how did you get started with veganism?
Well, basically, it's a direct outgrowth of all my animal rescue efforts. And as you know, I have a whole passel of pit bulls, mm-hmm. all rescued. And they have a charming way of acting like piggies. I mean, they you know, they do that. We call it piggling. It's like snuffle snorting. It's almost like they're hunting for truffles. And basically, it just, you know, even their features look like piggies. They look very porcine. So after a while, it got to be hard to eat, you know, certain kinds of food, certain kinds of, I should say, meat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to be a huge lover of that particular meat.
Mm.
But after this, and then when I learned more about factory farming and the gestation crates and all of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, not to dwell, but that's how it happened. It
cool.
literally was from dogs.
Cool. And we're going to talk about that stuff later on anyway. But
okay.
So how long have you been vegan, actually?
It's been, I'd say, about 3 years.
And how was your transition when you first made the decision? Was it hard?
No, it wasn't, because I was already pretty much vegetarian.
Mm.
I mean, I wasn't, you know, I went through a whole phase of, you know, and occasionally, well, I still will eat eggs, but mm-hmm. we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Only if they're from a small farm.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it really wasn't. And I feel so much better.
That's cool.
Mentally, physically, you know.
And do you know your blood type by any chance?
I do. It's B positive.
See, you guys make the perfect vegans. Like, B positives have no problem with veganism at all.
Well, you know why I had that tested? It's because of you. Because if you suggested that, and you said if I might be O negative, that would be a bad thing.
It's hard.
And I have spoken to people who I just have to have eggs, and they actually are very broken up about it. No
mm-hmm.
pun intended. And so, but, you know, B positive. What a nice, what a great, you know,
really
epitaph.
It's such a nice
B
blood
positive.
Type. And
yeah.
I'm just, oh, I'm like,
V positive. Yeah,
totally.
For vegan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Always thinking.
Yeah, right? Tick, 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 tick. The mind of a reporter always going.
Terrible.
So what do you love about veganism?
Well, I basically love that I am eating healthy. Mm. You know, it forces me to eat vegetables.
That's true.
And it forces me to be mindful about my food and not just like guzzle it and, you know,
yeah.
not think about what I'm doing. So I have to balance it out and I have to do all that. And also I just feel really good that I'm not using a fork
mm-hmm.
as a weapon
mm-hmm.
to harm anyone. So it's, you know,
cool.
it's a good thing.
And let's talk about the health benefits.
Well, in terms of me, I know that I feel lighter on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to, you know, we're talking about fashion last week.
Yeah.
I fit my clothes. Even after the winter, when we all pack it on a little
yeah.
bit, you can drop it really fast.
That's
by
cool.
eating vegan. So those of you who love fashion, it's a great incentive. You'll always fit the small sizes that
it's
you
true.
Dream of fitting. And Basically, what else do I love about... Wait, what was the question?
all your health benefits.
All my health benefits. Okay, so also, I might or might not be prone to heart disease, mm-hmm. okay? And all of us women kind of, you know, have to worry about that. So this is something you can do. It's not going to necessarily guarantee it, but it certainly will help that you're not clogging your arteries mm-hmm. with red meat.
Totally.
So...
Totally.
Why not?
And then, okay, let's go on this one. Are all vegans healthy?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
And that's because of a lot of things. One reason is because there are so many processed snack foods that proudly proclaim that they're vegan.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just, they don't think about food, again, the way we were talking about it, in mm-hmm. a mindful way, in a balance your diet kind of way. And look, this is a pain. It's, you know, it's it takes getting used to. I already sort of had to do it because of my food combining regimen, which mm-hmm. we'll talk about. But once you do it, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's like I was at a food convention last year, actually, and the majority of items there was like gluten-free, vegan, junk food.
Exactly. And it, you know, it doesn't make it any less junk food then. And another thing is a lot of people, because we're so also stressed out, it's so easy to go the carb route,
totally.
Right? So they'll do a lot of bread, a lot of pasta, a lot of rice,
mm-hmm.
Crackers, all those processed foods with maybe something great, which is avocado.
Yeah.
Avocado couldn't be better for you. But then if you like start, you know, using a dipper, that is
like
a
Cheeto or something.
Right, exactly. you've wrecked the whole thing, especially because that's GMO. Yeah, exactly. So, there's that problem. And I have seen a lot of vegan spread where, and I don't mean earth balance. I do mean that they've spread out. And it's very sad. You see once formerly very svelte, handsome / beautiful people packing it on. So again, we need to be mindful even when we've given up meat. It's not just about giving up meat and then turning to bread for solace. It's about really doing the greens continuously. And I have, you know, it tastes delicious. And you'll always have a good stomach. You'll always have a satisfied but also not upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's important because you know about my health issues for many years.
And it's, you know, healthy gut is basically the lead for everything. I mean, if your gut's healthy, they've found brain cells in your gut. So it's really important to keep your stomach strong. And all this processed crap, it's the same as, you know, cheap dog food or cheap cat food for people. Like all this garbage with the artificial colors and flavors and ingredients. I mean, a lot of vegan food has that crap in it. So you really need to read labels and not just walk into a store and be like, oh, look, it's vegan.
Exactly.
No, you need to look at it.
Yep. And also a lot of additives like carrageenan to certain nut milks. You know, we have to be careful about this kind of thing. But on the other hand, I mean, if you can have a few carbs, if you can be mindful, it's about balance. So it's not like you have to totally give it up, but just in moderation.
Yeah. I mean, one of the nice things about it is that you really save time in the supermarket because you really miss out on a lot of aisles, you know?
Correct.
The aisles you're in are really healthy, which is really nice.
And it forces you to go to farmers markets, to eat local,
mm-hmm.
and to really get your greens super fresh.
Yeah.
And making a salad can be such a fun experience. You can really work out your creative differences with your salad and practice for things. It's really good. It's almost like creating art in a bowl or on a plate.
And it's so good.
It is.
Know, and it's easy, which is nice.
Yep.
Now, people know about factory farms. I mean, people have really gotten a lot more conscious about what's going on in there and the tortures of animals and things like that, which are horrible. And in my book, if, you know, those all close tomorrow, I would be very, very happy and, you know, bring all the meat production to small, responsible farms. And I know we're talking veganism right now, so the things I'm saying are like really dirty words. I'm sorry, okay? Really, really sorry.
Hello, Heritage.
I know,
but, you know, Heritage is a good farm. So that's a good thing to remember that... You know, if you're going to do that, please be mindful there, too.
Yeah. You need to get responsible meat if you're going to do it, which is, you know, a small farm that know what they're doing, that have heritage breeds, like Heritage Foods USA, for example. But there are a lot of them out there, you know, and when it's a shame that we really don't have much footage of what goes on in factory farms, because that's just totally illegal and you'll go to jail forever.
Yeah.
But, like, even the small snippets that I've seen are, oh, my God. I mean...
It's really tragic.
And
it's,
I don't want to start being like, you know, they torture this and that, because we can find it. If you really want to know the macabre stuff, just look online. It kills me, frankly.
Yeah. It's very easy to see gestation crates, especially because it's almost like the poor animal is packaged as bacon while she's still alive.
Totally.
That's pretty. It's a slippery slope before then humans treat other humans that way. So that's my main concern. To be rational about this, is that once cruelty is just unchecked,
yeah,
that's what happens.
It's,
so
it's got to be a weird spot for the farmer too, you know? Because I mean,
yeah,
I'm really naive, so I may be totally wrong here, but I would assume that a lot of farmers either they've come down generationally, or they really love it. And so to go from someone who's like really taking care of animals, and then, as we all know, you're not going to become a millionaire if you're a farmer. And it's another reason why I love these guys, is because they're feeding us and they really have modest lives. But to when that day when it switches,
yeah,
where it's no longer a piece of, it's no longer an animal, it's a piece of meat or it's a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the trouble hits. You know?
Well, the really sad photo that I saw recently, you probably saw this too on Facebook, was the young boy who had raised a calf. And then it came time that he had to take it to auction, and he was bent over the calf crying.
Oh.
I mean, that was heart cracking.
Oh.
So I don't know what direction his life will take. But, you know, I do know that I've heard stories about people who had a pet years ago, like maybe during the war in Europe. Okay.
Oh, God.
And then the next day the pet was gone and it was on the dinner table. So these can be very traumatic events.
Yeah.
That happened to somebody I know, someone close to me. Let's put it that way.
My Lord.
And these can be very traumatic events that really sort of alter the whole course of your life.
Yeah.
So so that's one incentive. And here we are on Meat Free Monday, by the way. I just want to say this is such perfect programming, Ms. Celia.
Thank you very much.
That, that it's just another way to sort of, it's preventive, just like it's preventive heart medicine for you.
Yeah,
it's kind of preventive PTSD or preventive trauma. You know that nothing got hurt for your ego, your vanity, or your palate.
Mm-hmm.
And not to sound too preachy or anything, because that's not attractive. But you know, it's a very. Then you can go be guilty about something else. You can go shop more. You can do, you know, you can. I don't know, indulge in more vegan donuts,
something
like that. That's the real baked goods. Okay, any vegan baked goods, because then you're like, oh, well, I can have 10 of those because they're vegan. Well, it ain't the case.
No kidding.
And I actually, years ago, when this all started, I porked out, literally, on Erin McKenna's bakery, formerly known as Baby Cakes.
Yeah.
The stuff is unbelievable, but it's quite dense,
and
you must limit yourself. You must. So that, you know, it's thank God she invented the donut hole, because, boy, that that was like a waistline killer at that place.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man. Vegan desserts are good, but wow.
And why is that? Because vegans develop some killer sweet tooth.
Totally.
So there, that again, that is something you must worry about with this, or be concerned. Not worry, okay? You must be mindful of not to overdo the carbs, because then your body is just going to crave sugar like mad.
That's
and
a good point.
Actually, sweet potatoes are a great way to sort of balance it out. Carrots, munch out on carrots because they're sweet, but they're still a raw veggie.
Yeah.
Just pace yourself.
I mean, I think the thing that's nice, too, about veganism these days is that there are enough people doing it, enough businesses and restaurants that are conscious of it, so in most places you can get something.
And not only that, Costco. I was the most shocked when I finally got the Costco card. I went in on it with my friend Mary, and it was like, wow, they have options. They have these fabulous little organic cucumbers. They're
really?
Actually called cutecumbers.
Oh.
They have this great vegan organic hummus.
Oh, wow.
And then you can just take a big old scoop of hummus, get your organic, big bags of Earthbound Farm carrots, get your carrots. You can be just like Bugs Bunny and your cucumbers. Get some nice paprika and some nice cayenne on the hummus. Wake it up a little bit. Put some lemon to alkalize it. What a great lunch.
Sounds really
And there
good,
you don't
actually.
Even need the carb. You don't need nothing.
No. And
just
that
the water.
You can pretty much eat till your heart's content.
Exactly.
You can eat that till you drop.
And it's very satisfying. I must say, the hummus, anything with chickpeas, so satisfying, right?
Fills you up. Yeah, I like them a lot.
Yeah.
They're definitely, I mean, it's something that for someone who's not vegan or is kind of afraid of it, it's kind of, I'm sure it's like, you know, carrots, really, chickpeas, come on. But it's like, you've just got to try it, you know, and keep an open mind to it. And with the Meatless Mondays, even, you know, reducing your meat or not eating eating meat one day a week has reduced, oh my God, it was something like 400 million less animals were slaughtered last year.
How beautiful is that?
It's amazing.
And whether you are still going to stay on the meat wagon or not, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And also just the idea that people can modify themselves, that they can change, they can be flexible. This is a good thing for us all to take into older age, middle age and older age.
Totally.
It's
and
good
also,
to be flexible.
I mean, just environmentally.
Yeah.
You know, just that alone. If you're like, I don't care about the animals, but like you want to help out, like just the amount of runoff of, you know, waste and blood and all this stuff from these factory farms to reduce 400 million animals. That's amazing.
It's awesome. Back to Costco for a second. There's just one caveat. So they have these amazing huge bags of like spinach and mixed greens and all this. So, but they sort of, it's kept in a very super refrigerated area of the store. So basically the second you get outside, it starts oxidizing.
Oh, no.
You have to be mindful or go in on it with family, friends, whatever. Or if it's the spinach, cook it up fast.
That's
and then
funny.
Freeze it or refrigerate it just, you know, with maybe coconut oil, which helps keeps
yep.
things fresh, preserved. So that's one thing. You just can't keep a big old bag from Costco of raw greens because they will be soup
that'd be disgusting
in a couple days.
That's so gnarly.
Yes. You must not procrastinate the green eating.
All right. So we need to take a break. So we're going to go to our station identification. We'll be back in about a minute, 2 minutes at the most.
Hello out there, it's Steve Jenkins, I'm with Fairway Markets. White Leghorn, Red Wattle, Bourbon Red, Navajo Churro. Well, these aren't names you're likely to hear at a Fairway butcher counter or any other counter today, but before the rise of factory farming, you would have. And at Heritage Foods USA, you still do. Heritage Foods USA exists to promote genetic diversity, small family farms, and a fully traceable food supply. You see, we believe the best way to help a family farmer is to buy from them. And Heritage Foods is honored to represent a network of family farmers and artisanal producers whose work presents an immeasurable gift to our food system and to biodiversity. The meat we celebrate, whether it's heritage turkey, Japanese steaks, Berkshire pork, or Navajo churro lamb chops, is the righteous kind from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. It's a simple fact. Animals raised according to this philosophy taste better. And as we like to say, you have to eat them to save them. Visit us at heritagefoodsusa.com for more information.
This is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
So we're back, and we're talking veganism with Julia Szabo, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about rational vegans and what that really means, because it's a term that I don't think anybody really knows what that means except for vegans. So can you explain that?
Well, as I understand it, in its most basic form, it's, again, thinking it through and being reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to try to convince people, don't go yelling at them, meat is murder. Yeah. Try to appeal to a great example of someone who really embodies this philosophy is Kiki Adamai. And she is at a terrific restaurant here in New York called Gusto Organics or Goost Organics. And where everybody else is talking about meat-free Monday today, she's doing Omnivore Monday. So she really wants to show omnivores that this is a fabulous alternative. And if you do it that way, then it'll stick. Or it'll stick longer, or it'll stick with more people. It's just a nicer way to do it. It should never be kind of this, you know, moral. I mean, it is moral, and it is ethical, right?
It is.
But that shouldn't be necessarily the way you go about trying to teach people.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a more pleasant. Food is wonderful. Food is sexy. Food is hot. It's cold too, but even when it's cold, it's hot. So it's we need to just work with all of food's fabulous attributes
totally
to educate people that this is could be a healthier way for you.
Yeah.
And guess what? It could also be, this is how I look at rational veganism. So I'm 50 years old, and I would like to keep having sex, and I would like it to be pleasurable and not full of obstacles and problems.
Yeah.
And being a vegan helps that, and I see it because I see people in their 70s who look dynamite.
No
There's
kidding.
A woman named Mimi Kirk. She is a vegan cookbook author, and her website is youngonrawfood.com.
Nice.
She's 77. She's a knockout.
Wow.
She has long hair. She has this dazzling smile. Okay? She's beautiful.
Awesome.
It's like, I want to be like that when I grow up. So that's how I feel.
Yeah.
And that to me is being rational, just showing examples of fantastic looking people.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Collin, one of the lead guitarists of Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Okay. He's been vegan for 20 plus years. He's 58. I swear to God, he looks 38. He looks dynamite. His skin is like golden. The only other
wow.
person I've seen with skin like his is the actor Guy Pearce, who
huh.
one day years about, you know, I don't know how long ago it was, but I was in a restaurant in LA and he walked in and it was like his skin was made of literally a golden fabric.
Wow.
It was not even fair. It was not fair that wasn't on some lady, you know, it
totally.
Was on this man. And I don't think he's vegan. I don't know why I got off on that. But the point is that Phil Collin looked like that.
Yeah.
It gives you a radiance.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always if you don't do it right. Like we
mm-hmm.
were talking about the people who sort of get fat on
totally.
It. So if you're doing it right, you're working out.
Yep.
He's working out.
Yep.
He's happy in his marriage. He's got a great life.
That's
He's
great.
Doing what he loves. He's a musician. So all of these things factor in.
Totally.
And Mimi Kirk, back to her for a second, the 77-year-old young on raw food,
mm-hmm.
she was having some health issues at around age 60.
Mm.
And so she's been doing this ever since. And that she totally credits it with that. She has a beautiful head of hair. Long. I
wow.
mean, long as any 20-year-old.
Wow.
It is gray-ish. It's grayish blonde. But mm. it's an age-appropriate mane of crowning glory hair.
Nice.
So this is what I like to focus on is what are you going to get out of this?
Yeah.
You're going to get better sex. And plus, there's no better sex lubricant than raw vegan coconut oil.
That's true.
For our X-rated portion of the program. And also, favorite foods. Like, who doesn't love avocado?
Yeah.
And I could just have an avocado with juice of half a lime and some Himalayan pink sea salt, and I'll be happy. It's just so, and it's actually also an aphrodisiac food. And it's so sad some cultures think that eating dogs, for instance, and eating certain other exotic animal
yeah.
parts will give them virility and stamina in the bedroom, right? And that's why I think the Yulin Dog Festival happens.
That's the reason. That
I think because
wow.
they think dogs. There's sort of like in various cultures, dogs are perceived as creatures who really get a lot of it. You
yeah.
know, a lot of action. And so you want to be like that. So to actually eat
right,
the
right.
flesh of the creature will impart that. But you know what? Honestly, it won't. Because if we look at vascular issues, if we look at heart problems,
yeah.
it's just going to clog you up. So go vegan, and then you really will be virile. So this is another, it's just one of those misconceptions in the culture
yeah.
that if you're a vegan, you're just a wimp and you're not masculine.
Yeah.
Couldn't be further from the truth. You're actually going to be better in the sack
yeah.
and have more get up and go.
And it's a
stay up and go.
So to speak, anyway.
But I'm fun.
But like, you know, the other thing too is that a lot of meat eaters, as we know, especially with the modern diet as it is today, I mean, you're looking at bread, you're looking at meat, you're looking at cheese. That's basically, I mean, I dare you to go to a sandwich shop anywhere and find something that's not the first 10 sandwiches, basically, you know?
Yes.
And so vegans are getting their vitamins and their minerals that are needed through plants because that's where most of the nutrients are. So of course they're going to be healthy and of course they're going to be looking better. But I mean, if you are a meat eater, increase your amount of vegetables, reduce the amount of protein. We don't need these pornographic amounts of protein that all these protein powders are pushing.
And we don't need to mix them with starch. And that's
yeah.
the main problem. Back to the gut and food combining, salad, really, and even if it's or like raw kale,
mm-hmm.
helps you digest protein.
Yeah.
So it is absolutely vital to introduce more veggies. And the more you do it, your body will just sort of crave it more.
Yeah.
It's a natural progression. I do think a lot of vegans maybe not a lot, but a significant percentage sort of went that way because they started to feel better the more they introduced more veggies into their diet. And as you very rightly said, the gut really tells it all.
It really does.
If your gut is sick, forget it. You're going to have a miserable life.
Yeah. And there's probably more going on, but that's a whole other story. And I'm not saying you have cancer or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, emotions affect gut as well. And so there's a lot going on, but you've got to keep your guts healthy. And fruits and vegetables, probiotics, that sort of thing, fermented foods, that's the way to do it. You know, a steak is not going to heal your gut.
And not only that, a steak is really not going to make you horny or help you if you're horny. Like watermelon will. Watermelon... Talk about
a sexy
vegan item on the menu. It really is one of those foods for sexual vitality.
It's got something that Viagra's got in it. It's got the similar chemicals.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey.
So there's that, and avocado is also like that. So really, veggies are sexy. Fruit, sexy. Pineapple is amazing because... of a few reasons, but we won't go there. But all these things are really, really good for you and good for your sex life and your overall vitality. They'll make you more attractive. Who doesn't want to look more attractive? I've not met the person who doesn't.
Right.
Oh, I want to be fat and old and ugly.
But it's funny, too, because like avocados in the 70s, avocados got this bad rap that they're fattening.
That was
God!
Because of decorating. Everything was avocado green.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think.
It's crazy. But I remember like these, you know, like 17 calories a slice. And it would be like this microplane piece of avocado. And it's like... They're full of good fat. We need good fat. That's what makes your skin look good. That's what makes your hair look good. That's what keeps you going. Like, it's just, that's what we need. You know, avocados are not like, ooh, it's fattening. Yes, they're fattening compared to like carrots and other vegetables. But like, you're not looking at a 600 calorie avocado. You know, it's
I can't share an avocado.
I
eat the whole damn thing. I love it. I can't have half of it left over because I just can't leave it there.
Sometimes I fill up and I'm done after a half. But they're really good for you. And I know like people that aren't vegan are like, oh my God, these vegans that are avocados. Oh my God, the coconut oil. Yeah. But I mean, it's a very simple way to get fat and it's a very simple food to eat. I mean, you can just grab a knife and a spoon at a market and you're set. You know, you don't have to do that much more with it. But it's also very versatile. So I think it's really important to mention.
Also, it's used a lot in baking, vegan baking.
Totally.
Avocado.
All right. So quick, let's talk about dogs and cats and veganism. One of my favorite topics.
Well, no pressure there. Well, basically, as we know, dogs are omnivores. They'll eat anything and they can very well have a long, happy life as vegans, should we say, companions to human vegans.
Yeah.
But cats really are obligate carnivores. They must eat meat. Protein, at least.
Big
they must
time.
Eat. They can eat fish, eggs, but they must because they really don't do so well. You can ask. Even PETA grudgingly admits this.
Good.
They do. So I wouldn't say grudgingly. They do admit it. And but I've had some vegans say, oh, my cats are vegan, but I don't know. So so there's that could be difficult if you are a vegan and you have a pet who demands to have...
I kind of feel like if you're vegan and you can't handle it, then you should get a vegan pet or a vegetarian pet.
Right, that's
a lot
good,
of them.
That's a very good point. And the House Rabbit Society has lots and lots of available bunnies for adoption because right after Easter, people buy the poor little bunny at Easter as a gift and then they just throw it out. You know, they sometimes just let it run wild and where it's eaten by other animals. And it's just terrible. So they have lots of bunnies for adoption. And that's the ultimate. But you know, it's funny. If you think of cows are vegan.
Mm.
So it's just from the smallest to the largest, a lot of animals. So this goes back to our thing about you're not a wimp if you're a vegan.
Yeah.
Gorillas are vegan. I mean,
that's surprising.
What could be more? Who could be more?
Right? Really
like,
surprised.
I'm not as good as Carol Burnett, but but basically, what could be more virile than that animal? And we are closely related, as if I am to believe Mr. Darwin and Planet of the Apes, to that particular species. So, why can't we thrive on bananas too?
I think it's just, you know, I think veganism is very scary for a lot of people that just don't know about it. And since it's such a buzzword right now and it's such a trend, you know, like if someone wants to switch to veganism, and like, what would you say to them?
You mean in terms of how to stay on the wagon?
Well, be like, you know, hi, I eat meat, but I want to be a vegan. So how should I do it?
Oh, okay. Well, I would definitely say start by making salads and then build from there. Yeah. Like get some really good greens, spinach, kale, baby kale. Yeah. Arugula is so good.
Oh, God, it's great.
Even romaine lettuce. It has such a toothsome, right? So get that and then build out what you like. Olive oil.
Yeah.
I love apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is one of the best things for eating for your gut health.
Totally.
For probiotic.
Totally.
You can also use it to rinse your hair and make it really shiny once a week. You can use it as a douche if you're a lady. You can do all sorts of things. So add in a little bit of that. Lemon, lime. Mm-hmm. It's so important because even though they're acid fruits, they alkalize whatever you put them in. So do that. Whatever spices you like. And then add avocado, cucumber, beets. And then once you do this, you will see it's fun. It's like making, it's like finger paint.
Totally.
And you get to eat it at the end. You can throw in sunflower seeds. You can throw in pumpkin seeds. Yeah. You can throw in, I'm blanking out here, any kind of nut, hazelnuts, almonds. It's just, it's loads of fun to do.
And it's like one of the big mistakes that I've seen, because I work with people on their diets, is a lot of people that are omnivores will decide, okay, I'm going to be vegan. And they like wake up one day like, today I'm a vegan. Okay, that's not going to work.
Right. Do it gradually. That's why I said do the salad, because if you were on, let's say you were still doing fish, you can put fish in the salad, but you will find that the salad components that you've just added there for their color and their beauty and their texture and taste will totally overpower you. But I don't need that fish. And besides, it was more expensive. And besides, I had to stress out about whether it was wild or farmed.
Kidding.
So that's one problem I can just cross off. So again, rational balance, all things in moderation. What the golden mean,
totally,
right? That was it. It all goes back to ancient Rome. But I really do think that the salad is the way to go. And you can do warm things. You can, in the winter, you can do roasted vegetables, throw them in the salad.
Love those.
Everything will digest beautifully. Yeah. Your poops are going to come out great. You won't be constipated.
Totally.
I mean, that's important.
Yeah, it
with
is.
A lot of meat. Let's face it.
Forget
okay?
it.
And if you're somebody who likes chocolate, let me just tell you that chocolate goes with everything, as you know. And if you love dark chocolate, it's vegan. Just not milk chocolate. That's not vegan. But also milk chocolate is just there's no nutrients. But the dark chocolate has those phenols that are so good. Polyphenols, I mean, that are so good for you, similar to olive oil. So there's an indulgence that you can totally feel good about.
Totally. I mean, the other thing too is what I was going to say is a lot of times people be like, okay, I'm going to be vegan today, so I'm going to have a salad for lunch. It's a very different feeling when you're full on vegan food than if you're full on omnivore food. Like if you've had I was laughing when you're like, sexy after a steak. It's like after a steak, I just want to go to sleep. It's like, oh,
exactly.
God, I'm so full.
Sexy time, what's that?
Yeah, not happening. Sexy time, then steak, basically.
Right.
But veganism, it's any time. You're ready,
It's exactly right. And also you're ready to work out.
Yeah.
And that's so important. People who eat meat have to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I'm not saying you don't. You do have to work out, but you're always up for it.
Yeah.
And sex is a workout, too.
That's true, too.
But you just don't have to worry about it coming back up. You know, when you're running or whatever, or even walking dogs, as I do, any kind of athletic, running to the subway, for heaven's sake, you're just lighter on your feet if you eat like this.
It's a lot of it's preventative medicine. And like I'm saying here, too, like, if any meat eaters are still listening to this,
we love you.
just up your veg. Up your veg, reduce the amount of meat that you're eating, and you'll save a lot of money, and you'll feel a lot better. I'm not saying, don't eat anything. I mean, I'm an O blood type. I do have to eat meat about once or twice a week. I've tried being a vegan. I've worked with nutritionists, so please no hate mail. It just didn't work. I gained 20 pounds and actually got very ill within a month. So
And just lower your carbs.
Exactly.
Because as we know from food combining, the first thing that your tongue tastes sends the message to your brain, which digestive enzyme to dispatch to the scene. And if it was the bread or the bun on a burger, then the meat's going to go undigested in your gut. Or if it's the reverse, if it was the burger, the
bread
starch. And so that will contribute to bloat, gas, misery, constipation, you name it.
That sounds terrible.
Yuck, yeah.
That's awful. But sadly, we are running out of time, Julia. I hate when we run out of time, because I have so much fun with you when you're in the studio. It's always great.
Oh, well, right back at you. Well, I hate to leave. Maybe I'll just set up a bed.
That's fine. There's a corner over there. You'll be fine.
A dog bed.
There's pizza. I mean, we got food here for you. It's okay. We got some vegan options, a couple. So what are the sources and sites that you like if someone's listening to this and is like, wow, I want to know more about this?
Well, PETA is dynamite on this, and they even have a little magazine. It's like a starter kit. They give it out, actually, in boxes on the street. So PETA is terrific. It's all about Go Veg, and they're nice about it. They make it palatable. They talk about the baked stuff. They talk about it. It's a treat. It should think of it as a treat versus some kind of penance.
Or like, yeah, you're missing out.
Yeah, it's not like a hair shirt. It's not like whipping yourself. Yeah. It's not like that at all. It really, once you get into this, you'll find how much fun it really is. And so, yeah, PETA and even Costco. Like
I'm
I was
shocked.
Saying.
Yeah. I'm really shocked.
Yeah,
by
it
that.
Really, yeah, because you can really get the enormous bag of baby carrots.
Yeah.
You can use them for everything. Carrot cake.
Yeah.
Vegan carrot cake is dynamite. It's so good. Make it with
vegan
coconut
desserts,
oil.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's downfall.
And also remember, honey is not vegan. So then you will actually find yourself cutting back on sugar. If you're mindful, if you're not, then you'll. You know,
and white sugar is not vegan either.
It's not because it's processed with bones.
Yeah.
So you must, if you're into baking and you're trying to make this transition, baking, not bacon, definitely choose vegan sugar or organic sugar. Organic sugar is not processed with those bones. Thank you for mentioning that. And gelatin, of course, is not vegan. And
but you can use agar-agar, which is seaweed-based, and that does the same thing.
Correct.
So, I mean, this is the good news is nowadays, I mean, like, I kind of feel sorry for vegans like 20 years ago because, you know, now we're finally starting to get some options for them. And it's the options that are out there are good. So, I mean, if you're a baker or something like this, look online, look for substitutions, find yourself a damn good vegan cookbook. Which one do you like? Like, what's your
favorite?
Oh,
there's so many. I love Mimi Kirk's books. I love, Angelica Kitchen has a great
one. That one's amazing.
And they've become even more creative in the last year. And they're using many more ingredients that they perhaps were shying away from before because they're using more nightshades, more tomato, more sweet pepper. Yeah, so it's really a treat to go there now. And I think if you just have fun with it, go for colorful veggies. And that's
the thing
for you.
Don't be like, you know, I'm serious. You know, just it's a process. It's just take your time on this. You know, if you don't eat one serving of meat a day, you're already making a huge difference to the planet if that's where you want to go. And if that's where you want to go for the animals, that's already a major, major difference. I know it doesn't sound like much, but it's huge.
There's another cookbook called The Lookbook Cookbook, and it's all beautiful young models eating.
Perfect.
Each picture is, and it's exactly this link, bringing it back to fashion. Of
nice.
Stay slim for your jeans, miss. You know, because we know that's what you want to do. So that's a brilliant cookbook. It just came out. Mm-hmm. And also there's another great one called Thug Kitchen.
Oh,
which
that
is
one's
fun
great.
It's full of swear words.
That
and it really
great.
Is right on the street of where we're standing right here. Yeah. It's really about having fun with it and
that
being
one's great.
Irreverent.
Their recipes are deadly.
They're
really good.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, if you're like city person, rock and roll, Brooklyn type, whatever, get that one because it's really fun. If you've enjoyed today's show, get that one because that one's great. I like Alicia Silverstone's books because they're really veganism 101. So if you have no idea and you like books, take a look at hers. Like go to Barnes & Noble, curl up in a corner and take a look at it.
She's converted a lot of people. Bless her heart.
She's good. She's chill. She's not one of these, you know, freak out. There's something dead on your plate. Like that doesn't help anyone.
It really doesn't. Guilt is not appetizing. Okay.
Especially when we're talking about people's food, man. You want to wreck someone's day? Look over and be like, ew, what are you eating? I mean, that'll just instant no friend.
Exactly.
You know? Like done. You know?
And it's not sexy either.
No, it really isn't.
Yeah.
Julia, thank you so much. This was fun.
Thank you, Celia.
Always is. So for where are we going to find you if people want to find you?
Well, for my fashion stuff, please come to GetDressedChangeTheWorld.com, all about vegan fashion, which starts on your plate so you can fit into the most chic, stylish clothing. Around the world.
Perfect. Perfect. And you can find Animal Instinct on Facebook. Feel free to like our page if you'd like to see more things that are all animal. Also, if you want to find out more about me as a food healer, foodhealer.com. Also, there is a Facebook page, foodhealer.com. Take a look at those. There's also information about health for people and their companion animals. So we got the animals on Food Healer as well.
Food Healer saved me, by the way. She's amazing.
Man.
And I'm sitting right next to her.
Thank you. See, this is why I brought her on. This is part of it.
It's true.
Anyway, you guys, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.